Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BlakeFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Swords with you. Bill Bush is out under the weather today, hopefully back tomorrow. But Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And Bill is gone today, so Shin Daddy is also off today.
Shindy's off. He has a
He's been very busy, though.
Yeah.
Tightrope Tuesday yesterday.
God, that was...
Injuries up there.
Think about the tightrope spread across
to the hotel.
O Street, yeah.
Over to the hotel.
Yeah, over to the hotel where the guy would just get off in one of the rooms. That'd be incredible.
Yeah, I didn't
40
hear
feet up.
Heard about no injuries at all up there, so hopefully it was a tame day.
Yeah. Hopefully Bill will be back. Like we said in the first hour, it's quite killing Bill not to be here.
It takes a lot for him to not be. I mean, he really feels horrible. Like he texted me last night that his back is at level 9 again pain.
Oh God.
And he said he could barely just move in general.
Oh God.
So, he's fighting it. We hope it gets better soon. But yeah, that's why he's not here today.
Okay, it's 724.
Yes, 464-5685. Call or text as always. We did play Dana Holgorsen audio in the first hour, as well as Dabo Swinney. Did you love that
Dabo
quote?
Dabo was so...
Clemson's head coach.
Made my day yesterday.
John Butler, though, did address Nebraska's defense ahead of the Michigan game. Sip, you were in the room for this yesterday.
Okay, right away, right out of the gate, the first question was related to, I remember it. It was the Underwood-Sorsby conversation. So this is John Butler talking about the quarterback for Michigan named Bryce Underwood.
Yes. This is Michigan scramble versus design run.
Go ahead. Just try it. See what he says.
Here we go. It's John Butler yesterday.
I had two design runs.
Okay.
Seven of them were undesigned. I could be wrong. I'm not in their offensive meetings, but it looked to me like six or seven of those runs were him taking off after undisciplined pass rush lanes. Or a play breaking down, which that's just standard operating procedure. Most quarterbacks are going to scramble in those situations. He obviously had that quarterback counter where he scored a touchdown, and then I think he had a zone read where he pulled it and the defensive end tackled him. Other than that, it was him making some plays with his feet outside of the framework.
So that's Butler regarding Bryce Underwood and how much of that was design versus scramble against Central Michigan.
So it's an important conversation that So everybody's concerned about Bryce Underwood's running ability, and rightfully so. Now, what he was saying is, again, two of those carries he had against Central Michigan, two, in his judgment, were designed. Two designed runs. As he mentioned, I'm not in their offensive meetings. I don't know exactly, but you can usually tell watching the play unfold. Two designed runs. I don't think we're seeing a Sorsby here. I know you're worried about it, and he can take off.
I watched him take off against Central Michigan.
How did it look?
It looked good.
He can take off.
He looked
off.
Like what you like to call a horse. You like to see the big horse out there. Yeah, he's a big horse.
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
Yep.
And he's got some speed.
Yeah. That's a scary part of this game. I don't think you're going to see a lot of designed runs, though. I don't. He's a drop back passer is what he is. But, so he's a little different. I mean, I don't know. I keep comparing him to Sorsby, and I keep saying Sorsby's better, and maybe Underwood.
Well, Sorsby is definitely more experienced than Underwood. He should be better, but who's more talented is the question I would ask you.
I'm not even sure there's – I don't know. Sorsby's really good. Now, he did talk – oh, I thought the sound about the secondary was really good. Nebraska's – I think the strength of Nebraska's team is the secondary.
I think it was probably a combination. It's just when I took over, one of the number one things when I talked to Matt is we're gonna improve our eye discipline and we're gonna improve our just overall discipline and coverage. Mm-hmm. That's been the strength of my career. That's always what I've been able to do, and that's what I believe in. So over time, that just has happened, and you just demand that. You don't accept anything less. And when guys have their eyes in the backfield when they're supposed to have their eyes on their man, that's when you give up explosive plays. When your eyes are in the backfield and they're supposed to be on your match, that's when you give up explosive plays. So it's just a constant hammering of making sure you know where your eyes are at the beginning of play, as the play continues, and then through the play, because there tends to be a tendency like, these gurus out there will tell you got to look for the ball, you got to get interceptions to get paid. Well, if your guy doesn't catch the ball, then you're going to get paid. So,
okay, now we got to quit jacking around, because at the very end or close to the end of his media availability yesterday, Butler got to the essence of this game. The very essence of this game as it relates to Nebraska's defense against Michigan's offense. Kudos to the young reporter. The young reporter who asked Butler about getting creative in trying to confuse Bryce Underwood. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hit it.
Key in football, experience is key in life. So the more he sees in games, the better he's going to be down the line. It's our job. We've got to stop the run and put them into advantage situations for us. Bam. Where we can then affect him. If they're in advantage situations, first and 10, second and 5, third and 3 the whole game, that's an easier game plan for a quarterback to execute. But if we're stopping the run, putting him behind the chains, forcing him to play quarterback in a drop back system, then that'll allow us to maybe do some more things to affect him and put some pressure on their offense and put some pressure on him. But it all starts with stopping the run and establishing that early in the week and early in the ball game so that we can get a feel for how this game's going to be played.
That is the very essence of this game. It's the essence of football in a lot of ways, but more so in some cases than others. And this one, it's more so the case because he's a freshman quarterback coming into the den of Memorial Stadium. It'll be very difficult, I would think, from a crowd standpoint. Bill has taught us over his years here that definitely matters if they're in a silent count and there's guys that are a little confused. It all matters. And this is about two layers, in my opinion. One is he's a freshman quarterback, and if you can keep them behind the sticks consistently, he does have to operate as a passer, and that's what you want. Okay, now the second part of that is what happens then? He's thrown into the best part of your team, the secondary. He's got to deal with your secondary then, and this is the game to me. If Justice Haynes is running for 6 yards, 5 yards, even 4 yards on first down consistently, then there's not a lot of pressure on Underwood.
Justin Haynes, by the way, I'm looking at his stats. Yeah. Through three games, he's averaging 7.9 yards per carry.
Right.
In his biggest test against Oklahoma, he had 19 carries for 125 and a touchdown. obviously a long run of 75 yards in that game that, broke it open to give him a touchdown. But I'm gonna make a bold prediction here about this game particularly.
Please do.
If I am Michigan, which again is a good, smart football program, I know Sherrone Moore is not coaching. It's Biff Poggi. They've got a good staff, though. If we're going to sit here and assume that Bryce Underwood is not going to run the ball a lot, I just think we're wrong. I think you look at, they think they're a better team than Cincinnati, and they probably are. And they saw the key to victory for Cincy was the quarterback running the football.
But a lot of that was just him taking off when he read
coverage.
Well,
guess what? You've got clearance for takeoff, Bryce.
Okay, I agree.
Maybe it's not four, maybe it's not 10 design runs, but say, hey, if it's not there, you're taking off. Don't force this ball. As Butler, you want to confuse a freshman quarterback. This guy is a five-star. He's a very, very talented player. And yes, the best thing you can do is confuse him and throw, have him throw picks and get him rattled. But if you're a good staff, like I think Michigan is, they're going to say, whatever you do, do not force it. You take off. Prove that Nebraska can stop your legs.
Sorsby scares you.
I'm going to say that between design and take and scrambles, he's going to be 10-plus runs.
Okay.
That's my bold.
Oh,
pick.
I wouldn't be surprised.
10-plus.
How many did he have against Central Michigan?
Nine.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He might have to
Let me see what he had before that, too.
Not much. He wasn't running it. He didn't run it against New Mexico and Oklahoma. I think five combined carries those games.
You're right, yeah. He had two carries for -5 yards against New Mexico, three for -1 against Oklahoma, then nine for 114. And what did we just say last week? Look at this game. That thanks to Tom Fornelli, CBS Sports, pointing out the embarrassing stat that in 45 games under Jim Harbaugh, Michigan had under 300 yards of offense just four times. In 15 games under Sherrone Moore, it had been 10 times under 300 yards. The offense has not been scary. It's been predictable. It's been boring. Guess what opens up an offense? A quarterback that can run. Bryce Underwood's a big dude. I'm telling you, he's taking off this game. He's running.
You're scared of him.
I am. I'm scared of all running quarterbacks. Nebraska has struggled with those for years. And it's
not just Nebraska.
It's every school.
Everybody, yeah. It's hard.
As Bill said, when the play breaks down, the scariest thing is a quarterback that can break it open. The play's defended well, but guess what? It's not done yet because he has the ball.
I don't know if he can rely on that to win a game. That's what I'll say. I don't think if they're reliant, if their mindset is, well, I kind of hope the play breaks down so Underwood can take off and that's how we're going to win. Good luck with that.
I want to point, Scott says on YouTube, says, Cincy quarterback scrambled, remind me of the score again. I just said that was a 2017 game. They had the ball driving and threw a pick to end the game. Michigan, probably rightfully so, thinks they're a better team than Cincinnati. That was their formula to beating Nebraska, and they almost did it. They're not as good as Michigan.
I wonder how much better Michigan is. I think it's a legit question. I like Cincinnati more than most people did. I thought they were all right. But anyway, I get you, but Jake, I just don't know if he can make a living off, hey, if the play breaks down, take off. I don't know if you can win a game in Lincoln like that.
And I understand that, but this is a team that knows they can run the football.
What concerns me more is Haynes. Okay.
Justice Haynes.
Yeah, Haynes hammering away, and then what happens sometimes? Haynes can hit the long ball.
Yes, he had a 75-yarder against Oklahoma.
He can hit the long ball. So what worries me about Michigan more than Underwood taking off on scramble, willy-nilly scrambles, yep, is in their structured offense, Haynes hammering away, getting 6 on first down, 5 on first down, and then, oh, God, there he goes.
Yeah.
There he goes.
That's a rightful concern.
That concerns me.
It should.
Right.
It should.
So what you want to see in this game is, see, here's the thing about this game. I am not determined who I'm going to pick. I don't know yet. It seems like a toss-up. But the we'll get back to Butler in a second. If you just go by the old football axiom, you got to run the ball and stop the run. Who's favorite? Who would you favor in that discussion?
Michigan.
By a long way.
Yep.
Okay. But I think Nebraska has enough to overcome it. Mainly Dylan, but also a good group of receivers. Pretty good offensive line that can protect. Special teams got to be big. I mean, it's got to be big. You probably will need to win special teams to win the game. I don't know if it can be even. You got to win special teams. They can do that now. That helps. You better hope your defensive line bows up more than a lot of people think. Okay? A lot of people are worried. You hope it looks better than you think it will, and you better get a couple turnovers.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Forced.
Exactly. So I think they got to do a lot of different things to win this game, but they can. Nebraska can do a lot of different things now, and much of it's related to Dylan. What if you didn't have Dylan?
And people like Latif.
Come on, that's a crazy.
I'm joking.
Somebody asked Holgorsen that. Yes, they're kind of intimating it. Oh, come on.
That was a joke.
What do we have? No, I know you. But somebody wasn't joking.
He does seem to be a respectable backup at least. So
oh
far.
God, yes.
He's got some moxie to him.
He's not in Dylan's league, though.
No.
I mean, come on. What are we talking about?
So speaking of stopping the run game, John Butler was asked directly about Michigan's run game, Justice Haynes and company.
Yes.
Here's John Butler yesterday on the Michigan run game.
They present a lot of problems in the run game formationally. The biggest thing is their back is legit. Number 22 is a good, strong runner that breaks tackles. He runs hard, runs physical. They present you with problems formationally, not only just how they formation the run game, whether they're putting extra bodies or big surfaces or all of their motions that are attached to the run game. And then the running back sees it so he can find his creases. If you look at their explosives through the year, I think already their running back, number 22, has 6 or 7 runs over 20 yards that have had huge impacts on the games. New Mexico game broke a couple runs that kind of broke the game open. Had a 75-yard run against Oklahoma that really was the majority of their offense. So their run game and then their play actions and their bootlegs off the run game are their bread and butter. You know, that's a pro-style offense that's going to set you up with trying to force you to maximize your box count to defend the run so that they can take some shots over the top of you. And we've got to do a good job of defending that run game, playing with good eye discipline so nobody can get behind us and we don't give up any explosive plays in the run game, but also in the pass game because we're overcommitting to the run.
See, that's the concern to me, Sip, is that Michigan has a good start running the football. They're getting 5, 6, 7 yards a carry, and then all of a sudden your very stout defensive backfield, which has been awesome so far, starts to suck in and stop the run and gets beat deep. And that's why this game is scary. It should be scary.
But you know what? Michigan can have the same conversation. On the other side of it, I'm sure that they're looking at it going, this is scary. Yeah, you got to make it a two-way conversation. Nebraska's scary, too. Nebraska's got some scary players to Michigan. Ja'Cory Barney's scary, all right, as a return man. Ja'Cory Barney's scary as a receiver.
Yes.
He and Hunter are scary. They're scary to a defense. They're on the film watching it.
They've had good starts to their season.
Well, those guys are good. They're scary. Dylan's a handful. For a defensive coordinator to deal with.
Keep in mind, you've got Dana Holgorsen calling plays. Holgorsen offense is score. Mm-hmm. They throw touchdowns. They score. Marcus Satterfield, again, now he's on the coaching staff still, but it wasn't explosive. It wasn't dynamic. It was plodding and slow. Mm-hmm. That's not the case with Dana Holgorsen.
Nope. Oh, God, no.
It looks, it's again, you played two bad teams and one decent one, but it just looks entirely different offensively in
this,
a good way.
In this, I'll tell you what would settle a lot of nerves on offense if we'd said this in the first segment. If Nebraska comes out and the offensive line is hammering away and moving the line of scrimmage and Emmett Johnson is getting 5 yards a crack, 4 yards a crack even. 4 yards a crack even would help. Second and six is beautiful, right?
100%.
Second and six is beautiful.
Second and five, second and four, yes.
Yeah. I'll take second and six. That's go.
You're not behind the chains.
Nope, go. Then Dylan's in good shape. What you don't want to see is hand off to Emmett, minus one.
Yep, second and 11. Great.
Then it's hard.
Guard got blown
because
up.
Because nope. Here's why. Because then it goes back to the Wink Martindale conversation. Then he's licking his chops. Yep. He's a pressure guy, right? He knows how to do it. And you know for a fact, and this is sort of, a lot of things in football are just sort of obvious. You're just sort of stating the obvious. But they're going to heat Dylan up, and he hasn't been heated up much.
And I look forward to seeing how he responds to that.
Yeah.
Dylan was not great at against the blitz last year in terms of avoiding pressure, but they want him to run the ball a little bit more than they did last year. Take off.
And he's just a year older.
Yeah,
I think he'll read things much better. But Martindale's tough, too. Martindale's a huge part of this game, Wink Martindale, because he's a, you know, he's a 20-year NFL guy before he went back to Michigan in 2024. He's formidable. And coaching, it matters a lot. And that guy's worth something, you know. I mean, he can confuse Dylan more than other coaches.
Yeah. By the way, I was on CBS Sports website yesterday, and three of the main six stories were all about this game. Like, this is a mass. Again, we've got some big. This is a big national game. Brad Nessler's on the call with Gary Danielson at that stadium.
Oh, it's gonna be hot.
2:30 on CBS. Like, this is,
I'm getting the chills talking about the game.
If Nebraska were to win, hello, you're getting national exposure. If they lose, okay. Well, is it same old, or is it just a blip? And what's could be a great season still for Nebraska.
When you said Gary Daniels and Nessler, I got the chills.
They're there.
I felt it in my shoulders. I'm back.
I did have a cigar with Nessler in Indianapolis last year.
You didn't.
Swim did. I
no, you didn't.
We had a,
Bill needs to hear this.
We had a stogie with Matt.
I wish Bill were sitting over here.
We had a
right
cigar
now
with Matt Cassel, Brad Nessler, and Todd Blackledge. Had a cigar bar in downtown Indianapolis before in media days. They were great, super nice people.
You've had a charmed life, you know that?
He'd swim after stoking with those guys.
You know how good
guys.
Your life has been?
It's been all right.
It has. Your first 35 have been good.
Not 35, I'm 34. Reminder, go see Tripp with the team at Computer Hardware, just north south of 70th and O for all your Apple needs, also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. When we come back, it's time for Bill's Thrills, Jake's Takes, next, an early break on the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.